This is Rob Simbeck for the Vanderbilt Owen Graduate School of Management. I'm talking today with Ray Friedman, Brownlee O. Curry Professor of Management and an expert on negotiation and Chinese management practices. Recent research by Professor Friedman looks at the way the recruitment and hiring process can set the tone for the long-term relationship between an employer and employee. In particular, he examined the way aggressive negotiation tactics designed to reel in top recruits can actually cause major problems down the line. Professor Friedman, welcome. Let's set the stage. Talk to us a bit about the nature and extent of aggressive job negotiations. What might they entail?
Well, what we're looking at, the classic way that people could be very aggressive is an exploding job offer, where a company might say, "You have we have an offer for you, but you only have a week or 2 weeks or maybe 24 hours to make a decision." And the purpose of those tactics is to keep the candidate from considering other options. Sometimes they'll have a bonus which loses $5,000 a day for each day delayed. So that was what got us to start looking at tactics in job negotiations.
How did you design this study? What did you look at and how?
Well, we did two separate studies within the overall paper. The first one was to take a number of graduates from about 4 years coming out of Vanderbilt, and we asked them to think back to when they were hired for their current job. So these would be people at all different levels out in the business world. But if they thought back about the time when they were hired, we were asking them, how were you treated? What tactics were used? How did you feel about the company? And then currently, what are your thoughts about whether you're likely to leave the company? There was a standard scale we used that predicts whether people are likely to leave. So that was a retrospective study. Study two was different, where we began with students just as they were graduating, going through the negotiations with prospective companies. And they recorded their perceptions of the negotiation at the time they were going through it. Then 6 months later, we tracked those people down again to say, now, how do you feel about the company? So the first one kind of gives a longer time frame, but the second one does a better job of separating the survey, the surveys that were done between two separate points in time.
Now, what did you learn about the way negotiation tactics affect the tenure of an employee's employment?
Well, the thing that came out very clearly is that if you believe that you were treated in an unjust way in the process of doing the negotiation, and we controlled for the actual results, so it's not just that the people who got better pay and better benefits thought better of the company, but separate from the actual results, if you think that the way they interacted with you, shared information, were open and honest, treated you fairly, if you thought that that process was done right, then years later, months later, you are more likely to say you wanted to stay with the company.
Now, obviously, employers believe there must be advantages to this tactic. Did you learn about those reasons or any real benefits during the study?
Well, these tactics are used often during times of rapid growth in the economy, where you're competing heavily to get MBA students. Some of the most aggressive tactics are often used in consulting or investment banking, often where you're hiring large numbers of people, and in fact, those are industries where you might not want to retain people for very long. So maybe you hire people in junior positions and weed them out fairly aggressively over a few years. So perhaps in those companies, they aren't so concerned about the long run. But outside of a few industries, you really do want to invest in an employee who you're going to keep for a long time. It's very hard to find, hire, develop, and train young employees. It's a long time before they become really productive for you. So it's very costly if you get someone, but then a year or 2 years later, you lose them when there should have been a good reason for them to stay with you.
And I'm guessing that overall, the tougher the negotiations up front, the more likely an employee would be to leave in an early period?
Yeah, and I think that it's that employees are able to withstand tough negotiation, but not unfair negotiation. If you make people feel that you weren't interacting with them, that they aren't part of the negotiation, that it's take it or leave it, that you're not polite enough to let them know what the overall process is within the company to keep them informed, people will feel that that's very unfair treatment, and that will reflect on the company itself. And it will make people feel less committed to the organization. They'll probably have a bit of an eye out for other places they can go. There's, of course, lots of things that go into a relationship with a company, but you have to think about that first negotiation as being your initial contact. The initial impressions they make about the company happen with that negotiator, whether that is a HR person negotiating or if it's the direct manager negotiating with you. So those impressions tend to last quite a long time.
Are there other manifestations other than just perhaps higher turnover in the way dissatisfaction might play out during employment?
There might be, but we don't have data on that, so I can't say. I might also point out that for times like now when there's a downturn in the economy, there's in some sense more risk. You can imagine if someone feels like they're not treated well, that they might take a job even if they have strong doubts from the moment they negotiate with you. During a downturn, this may be more of a problem. In a better economy, people might be treated badly in the negotiation and then choose not to go with you. In a downturn, people may be more willing to temporarily commit to a company because they have to. Yeah, one of the things we learned about is that it matters as much how you treat people as what you pay them. So it's not a very costly thing to be more polite and considerate in doing the negotiations. So we're not expecting people to, you know, hand out piles of additional cash to employees they're hiring. But given your existing budgets, you can certainly get people to feel better about the process and have a better first impression if you treat them in a fair and polite way. And the payoff for you as a company will last many, many years, even beyond that first year when they're hired.
Thank you, Professor Friedman. Ray Friedman is Brownlee O. Curry Professor of Management at the Vanderbilt Owen Graduate School of Management. For Owen, this is Rob Simbeck.